This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're listening to us from. Let's not forget the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, also the construction workers and bulk mail centers, too, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, hello to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and a special shout-out also goes to our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in northern, in Saudi Arabia, and let's not forget about the merchant marine guys and gals out there, too, because we had one of our ship captains call in and tell us he listened to us all the way from New Orleans, all the way across to Tampa, because we do have an affiliate in New Orleans, and water helps the radio signals travel a lot further. Now, check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we also tweet at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Frank Salvato, managing editor of the How about the host of the Underground USA podcast? Hello.
I like that better.
Yeah, well, I like the other one. I still want to say that, but anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I gotta
blame Facebook for that one.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the debate the other night, is Mayor Bloomberg shorter?
You know, I mean, I love the fact that that's a topic of contention. I mean, if height was an issue, then Stephen Hawking would be stupid.
Mm. Well, you saw Martha McSally.
That said, he is a little height challenged.
You saw Martha McSally at a Trump rally walk over there, and they had a little thing that she could step up on because she's short, because the mic was, like, right in her face. So she stood up so the mic was down below her. But she stood on a little box that they had there for her, and you knew that was done that way.
You see the pictures of him standing next to Trump, and there are many of them because they both existed in the sphere of New York and New York politics for a very long time, and it's dramatic.
Now, and of course, the other thing is that they went after him and they buried him the night of their little debate over there, but they're still going after him and they're still burying him.
He had to know that he was going to be the target going into Nevada, you know, especially when you drop $400 million in campaign ads before primary that you're not even on the ballot for because he didn't qualify beforehand to be on the ballot. You know, I truly believe, and he's come out and said it, that he's trying to provoke a brokered convention. The one thing I don't understand is, okay, great, you're trying to provoke a brokered convention, but you're not going to be the choice. And especially with a lot of the things that he's saying and has said, his insult against the farmers just went viral. So, you know, I don't believe that he's in it to get the job. I think he's in it to be a spoiler.
Yeah, and of course, the president was out there in the middle of farm country, and he brought several farmers up there to talk about water, but they also took shots, every one of them, at Bloomberg.
And well, they should have. It's not as easy, and anybody who's ever had a garden, and especially farmers themselves,
well, I know.
Well, it's not as easy as just putting a seed in the ground, putting dirt on it, putting water on it. It's a lot more complex than that. And yeah. when you're feeding the country, and you need to make sure that your yield is happening, there is a science underneath that. Whether you've gone to college or just worked a family farm all your life, that is worthy of a doctorate and beyond.
Yeah, I totally agree, because you know, the last few years of my dad's life, when he still had the family farm, and most of us had moved on, he had to have permits and training classes to use the chemicals that he was using on the crops to make sure that he didn't have a bunch of weeds and disease and this, that, and the other, and spraying the apples and all that stuff, the trees and the peaches and pears and cherries and everything else. Again, it all was part of the environmental thing, because there was when the EPA started to come into the mix.
Yeah, and then you sit down with an organic farmer today who's not using all of the chemicals and ask him, is it as easy as just putting the seed in the ground with dirt on it and some water? And they will give you a long lesson on what it takes to grow food for a country. So talk about a stupid remark. That was beyond stupid.
Now, Elizabeth Warren is not beyond being battled on here, too, because she's made a couple of really stupid comments along the way. And right now, she said stopping boys from competing as girls is cruel.
Well, stopping fake Indians from running for president is cruel, too, I guess. You know, this woman, if someone could pander harder to different classes, when she's trying to pick up votes, I don't know who it is. Yeah, most of her outrageous statements are based in pander. You know, all the Democrats are based in pander when it comes to their politics, but she takes the cake.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Salvato. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive. Remember, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website to go to. And while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 or so pre-owned cars available for sale when you shop at one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships or the Moss Acura dealership or the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership, you have hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Now, you also get great peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. Now, you will save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. Now, Moss Nissan can also help you get the credit you deserve. If you got a job, basically, you can get a car. Now, in fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. There are three Moss locations, one at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, one at U.S. 19 in Crystal River, the other one at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right there along with the new Moss Acura dealership there, right next to the Florida Avenue Nissan store. And don't forget about Moss Wholesale to the Public up there in Homosassa Springs either, right there on U.S. 19. So check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will save you another $500 off your vehicle. There you go. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor. Yeah, here we go. I did it again. How about managing editor of the Underground USA podcast?
if there was such a thing, I'd take.
Yeah, I know, but I just gave you the title, so I guess there is no. All right, let's talk about Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison got out there and he says, you know, because they were talking about the Bernie Sanders folks, that there was some violence at some of these rallies and all that, and they were bullying people around. And he says, well, I want to see examples of Bernie bros behaving badly. Well, Steve Scalise saw the tweet, and he turned around and tweeted back, and he said, I can think of one, and that would be the guy who shot up a group of Republican lawmakers that were out there on a baseball field a couple of years or so back.
Yeah, among other ones, the guy who ran his car into the Trump supporters who were signing people up to for voter registration, was a Bernie supporter, and this is not a an accusation coming from the far right or the Trump camp. This was talked about by Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know when the Bernie brothers were when he was going to step back from the Bernie brothers who were misogynistic and xenophobic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Keith Ellison was taking issue with his own party and nothing to do with the Trumpers.
Mm. Well, again, all I can say is that crazy is as crazy does, and somebody, you know, and I haven't heard Bernie really stand up there and disavow it because he's just trying to ignore it, I think.
Well, he's trying to ignore it. He can't afford to alienate anybody with the tight field that they have there. That said, you know, take a look at any of the supporters for anybody who is on that dais except for the wrench in the machine, Mike Bloomberg. All of their supporters they're unhinged. These people are not interested in anything that the framers had in mind for our country. The framers said that everything has to be about compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down, talking, negotiating, compromising so you can find common ground. These people have no interest in compromise. They want a totalitarian approach to their ideology. If you don't agree with them, you're wrong and you have to be stomped into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And not covered with dirt and water so you could grow like a plant, Mr. Bloomberg, like a corpse. So, we as a people have to start taking issue with these type of people in our society who claim tolerance but are intolerant, who claim inclusiveness but are exclusive. You know, they're hypocrites, and it's time to take the battle beyond their preferred candidate and take it to those people because they're the dividers. They're the ones who are dividing our society.
Yeah. Now, have you heard of Dana Rohrabacher?
Absolutely.
Okay, he was a congressman for about 20 years. He represented, I think, three different districts in California, if I'm not mistaken. He apparently took a little trip over across the pond and talked to Julian Assange. And while he said he was not representing the president or the United States of America, he came back with a message for the president or vice versa, however it happened. But here's what we're hearing. That he was offered a full pardon if he would tell the U.S. what we need to know about where and how he got the information he got.
Yeah, I didn't hear a full pardon, but I did hear that something could be worked out.
Yeah.
You know, hey, the guy broke the law, and we give amnesty and cut deals with all kinds of people in our criminal justice system in order to get information on other people that do bigger and more egregious crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now this guy's was pretty bad. You don't publicize stuff that was stolen from the NSA and our intelligence community and not walk and walk away scot free. But you know, to find the bigger devil here, to understand the whole scheme of how it happened and who the perpetrators were in total, you could talk to them about it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
If we can knock years off murderers' sentences, mm-hmm. we can certainly talk to him about something. I'm not saying let him walk away scot-free because he did commit a crime, but we can certainly talk to him about it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Now, the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, has delayed the Trump administration's efforts to expand screening to state and local public health labs because the virus tests they're having problems with. Problems have developed with the coronavirus tests developed by the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, you don't want to get false positives here, and you definitely don't want to get false negatives on this thing. It would cause a panic that would probably affect our economy in a pretty dramatic way, especially if everybody was starting to test positive for this thing. So they've got to get the test right before you put it out there. I agree with that.
So the president was in Colorado Springs yesterday evening, and Colorado Springs, of course, is the home of the Air Force Academy, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's the temporary home, it looks like, of the new Space Force, but he has not named a headquarters yet for the Space Force, and the rumor last night was he's going to name, in fact, Colorado Springs as being the new home for the...
It's where the Air Force Academy is, mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of education happening there, so it makes sense. Cape, you know, around Cape Canaveral also made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Around Houston also made a lot of sense. Birmingham, you know, or Huntsville made a lot of sense. So, you know, let's just get it right for the resources that we need in order to make this branch a success.
Mm-hmm.
So if they choose to have it near the Air Force Academy, that's fine.
Now the Inspector General has come out and said that the United States military did not properly store or account for nearly $715 million in weapons used to fight ISIS in Syria.
Yeah, I'd like to see the internals on that before I form an opinion on it, because it's one thing to say that they're missing or stolen. Another one is they didn't account for. You know, those words matter when you're talking about inventories in an IG report. That said, there are a lot more moving pieces in Syria than just what we want to do. So, you know, until I get a chance to read that report, I'm going to reserve an opinion.
Well, you can reserve an opinion on this, too. The New York Times is now taking heat for the Taliban deputy's comments. He wrote apparently an op-ed or a letter or something that appeared in the New York Times, and the New York Times decided to publish it about the peace talks.
No, why didn't they publish pieces by Tojo during World War II? You know, why not get Pol Pot in here when we were dealing with the Cambodians? You know, how about Ho Chi Minh? Let's give them a byline. This is the New York Times has become an editorial page for people who despise the United States. So, you know, this outlet has a First Amendment protections, yet they propagandize for our enemies all the time. The Taliban's our enemy. They harbored Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. They lie to us during negotiations. They attack our soldiers. So why are we giving them a forum to spew their propaganda?
Mm-hmm. Here comes the music, my friend, so we'll have to let you go, and we'll catch you on Monday morning, so have yourself a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato and Frank Silvato, the Underground USA podcast, and I'll be right back with more, and we'll let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election. There were two briefings,
February 13th to House members, and February 14th at the White House. The election security head for the department, Director of National Intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, I ran into some people last night at the Club 45 meeting that were down here from out of state, and they were staying down in Bradenton, and they asked me about this Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and I told them all about it, that it was inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store, and it was probably the hidden gem of Bradenton because they got some of the best sandwiches and some of the best homemade soup and chili and all the stuff they make. The bread is all made from scratch. They got a bakery there that's all homemade right there on the premise, and it's just something that if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know it's there. So if you'd like to try them out for lunch or brunch, or you want to call in and pick up an order, they got quite a menu there of the specialty sandwiches that they make. Give them a call at 941-748-5829. And remember, they're located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, where you can get the renowned Cuban sandwich. You can get Grandma's Pot Roast Sandwich. You can get the BLT sandwich. You can get the amazing Superman and the nightclub sub. That Superman sub is a big sandwich. Or you can get the forklift burger. And remember, for dessert, everybody hits up the orange swirl ice cream. Yeah, buddy. So there you go. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, joining us right now, we have the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland. And hello, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
Is this where I play Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
You got it, brother.
Yep, the baseball.
Spring training starts today.
Yep.
We have the Rangers playing the Royals.
The Grapefruit League here in the South, and out there the Cactus League out west in the Arizona area.
Yep. Tomorrow's winning really is going to be in full force, Captain, like you mentioned. Here in Florida, you're going to have the Orioles playing the Braves, and then you're going to have the Rays going down to Fort Myers to play the Red Sox. The Mets will be playing the Cardinals down in, there in Florida, and then the Twins and Pirates down there in Bradenton, Florida. You just mentioned Nixon's group side, and Pirates and Bradenton will be taking on the Twins, and then the Phillies and Tigers over in Lakeland, and then the Blue Jays and Yankees in Tampa, and the Marlins and Mets over in Port St. Lucie, and the Reds and Indians will start playing over there in the Arizona Cactus League, and the Brewers and Rangers, and the Athletics and Cubs, and the Dodgers and Giants, and the Angels and the White Sox, and the Mariners and Padres, Royals and Angels, and then, ironically, tomorrow night, 6:05, the Washington National will be playing the Houston Astros. I'm curious to see how that game is going to turn out. I'm curious to see how the Astros do this year. I'm curious to see all the fireworks when they play certain teams, Captain. And
well, there's going to be batters you're going to be thrown at. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yep. And also, you're going to have the commissioner looking at this a little deeper now. There's been too much blowback from the fans and players about their punishment, and something's got to be done about it.
Let's talk about the XFL. The XFL has hit the ground running.
Oh, sure.
They're not garnishing big crowds, but I do believe that there will be a home game, the first one in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Vipers, I believe.
That is correct, Captain.
And when is that?
Yeah, they're going to be playing that tomorrow at 2:00. So that'll be interesting. They haven't put an offensive touchdown on the board. So
It's funny, they got the number one defense.
Oh yeah. Jerry Glanville's done a great job with that defense. If they can, you know, just get some offensive output, they'll be in good shape. So I would hope they would
So how many teams are in the league?
There's eight, Captain. There's eight. You know, you have the Houston Roughnecks, the Tampa Bay Vipers, that's who's playing tomorrow. You have the Renegades and the Dragons, the Seattle Dragons. And then you have the Guardians at the Battle Hawks on Sunday and the Defenders at the Wildcats. So those are the teams. That, last week.
All right, well, who's in first place right now?
No, that would be the Roughnecks. They're looking good. Again, it's only two games in, Captain, so I don't want to put too much emphasis on that. I think it's some good football. I think it's a step above college football. As far as you can see, the guys working together in the pro game, you know, at its regulation areas. So we'll see what comes in the league. I think it's going to be a good stepping ground for some guys to go from this to the NFL, just similar to the Arena Football League. Without so much arena football, I think this is why this has a shot to make it. If you recall back in the day, Captain, arena football was very popular. You get 18,000 to 22,000 fans at all the outlets across the country.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, wide folding. It was a real anomaly. People really loved it. I think people got into it because it was like street football back in the day, Captain, when we played on the street. You know, turn it the garbage can, turn it the mailbox. And that's kind of how arena football was. So it made a lot of fun for people.
All right. And
I do want to say one thing, Captain, about NASCAR. I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah.
And thank God Ryan Newman is out and about walking, and hopefully he'll be back on the racetrack this year.
Well,
Ryan Blaney
spoke. Yeah, but there's
so bad.
There's some, we still don't know the exact extent of his injuries. They're being quiet about that.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, thank God, you know, he's still alive with us, so I'm glad to see that. Hopefully they'll get back in gear today. They'll be racing tonight out in Vegas, the truck series, but then NASCAR on Sunday again. I hope it's a nice race, clean race, and a good race. But they tell me.
And the president's coming back to Las Vegas. He's going to have a big rally in Las Vegas just before they have the primary there for the Democrats.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll
how about be good. How about hockey? What's going on there?
Well, you know, everything's coming to a forefront now. A lot of the teams are all bunched up, a few points out of first place, a lot of teams. So there's a lot of hockey still to be had. I think it'll all come to a head come here in March, and we'll see who's going to make the playoffs. The Bruins and Lightning are looking good. You know, that's going to be an interesting matchup this year compared to what happened last year. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that transpires, and I'm sure the fans are too. Now, hockey will be big come April. It's going to be rocking. That's for sure. I think the playoffs this year are going to be very exciting. I think you're going to have a lot of parity this year, more so than any other year, Captain. I wouldn't be surprised if a lower seed were to win it all this year in hockey. It wouldn't surprise me at all. That game is very, you know, if the goaltender's hot and the team's hot playing good with each other, they can win it all. That's a real streaky sport. So.
Okay, well, you got about a minute, so go ahead and tell everybody how you're doing or what you do.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we're doing great, Captain. Thanks for asking. Helping out a lot of people, helping out a lot of veterans, a lot of people, you know, that are on Medicare. We're taking care of them, getting on a good Medicare plan to fit their wants and needs and to get all their desires handled and taken care of, helping out a lot of people with their finances to make sure that their money's in the proper place. And also legally, we're making sure all their documents are in order so they have no ramifications for their family. And you want to put that burden on your family. And also helping people out with their, you know, final expenses and their funeral arrangements, just to make sure they're taken care of, and always helping out the veterans to make sure they're getting everything they need and getting the VA to wake up and take care of these fine men and women who've, you know, laid down their life for this country. If any of those things are of interest to you, or you have a friend or a family member that I can be of help to, don't hesitate to call me at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. I'm here to help. I'm here to make sure that you're taken care of in the insurance world. And Captain will tell you I've helped him out and a lot of both our friends and family, and that's all we can do in this lifetime. So God bless, Captain. I appreciate you. Again, give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Have a great weekend, Captain.
All right, I will, and thank you very much. That's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, and we appreciate him. Now, coming up, we're going to have the beach and boating forecast, and today, we've got, let's see here, let me just look at this real quick. We've got a small craft advisory out there. It's going to be a little bit rough today. We're going to have some pretty significant winds. Now, I just walked out the back door here during the last break, and I got it right in the face. Winds are coming out of the north, and it is a bit brisk out there right now with those winds hitting you out of the north. So, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up with the beach and boating forecast, final segment of the show right around the corner.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. And now it's time for the beach and boating forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise of all the Freedom Boat Club locations, 206 across the country. We'll get to all that in a minute. But today, Friday, if you're going to get on a boat, it's not going to be the place to be out there in the water, because there is a small craft advisory. Now, the winds are kicking up right now, but they're going to be gusting up to about 30 to 35 miles an hour straight out of the north for most of the rest of the day. Seas are going to be very rough, 4 to 6 feet and choppy. The water temperature in the Gulf, 72 degrees. The water temperature in the Bay, 76. Low tide comes at 7:29 a.m. High tide, 2:43 p.m. this afternoon. Again, windy but sunny. It's going to be one of those days you just might want to sit on shore and just put the, well, I don't know about putting the beach umbrella up, but you just sit on shore and watch what's going on out there. Now, the numbers of the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story about the growth that they've had over the past 3 years. They started out with 10 locations and 100 boats when we first started talking about them. Now they've got 450 boats working their way up to 630 locations, working their way up to 50. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the entire organization, you wind up being a part of 206 other locations located all across the country, 3 in Canada and 6 in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. And there's one in the United Kingdom, one in Australia, too. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with their 30 ports, can get you moving right along. And again, the 20 more that are coming, they're going to go all the way up to Gainesville. Wow. Isn't that going to be something? Now, here's the deal right now that they offer everybody, regardless of where you live or if you're a snowbird or whatever, and this is really going to be good. Now, for a limited time, anybody that joins the Freedom Boat Club gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But you get a bonus if you're active duty military, or a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, or work in a medical profession in any capacity, or if you are a school teacher. And that is another $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now keep all that in mind, because your one-time membership fee, once you pay that, the balance due, then you'll get a monthly charge for being a member. Now, remember, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Clubs across the country. So all you got to do is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, let's go to the telephone lines very quickly here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here. Ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America here, you have an obligation to let us know about that congressman or woman who is out there fighting to replace some Democrat over there in the House, okay, so we can get some money to them. Donald, you're in charge of all the money. Anybody who's running to make America great, I want them on the stage in Colorado and Nevada with you so we can get face recognition and we can get some money over there, because the Democrats pour trillions of dollars in their races for anything, okay? So we need to get some make America. We need to take this out. We have a rare opportunity to take the House and the Senate and change the course of history here. And I want everyone to get to work and call this station so we can know about that Make America Great kind of count. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work. We got work to do this weekend. We ain't got time to play around. God bless you. Let's...
All righty, it's Todd in Tampa. And, again, you can become part of the problem or remain part of this, or become the solution. This is a year where, like none other, where, again, and I've said this every last election cycle, the past couple of them anyway, it gets more and more important. You got to get involved. You have to. There's too much at stake. Again, talking about the Justice Democrats, the things you've seen with the DOJ, with the impeachment. There's going to be more of that. As a matter of fact, Adam Schiff yesterday threatened an investigation on the pardons that were made by the president. And that's all kind of just, it's taking it to the next level again. We need to get these people out of power. We really do. Need to get these people out of power. Because they're the ones who created a mess to begin with. And it's not getting any better with them in charge. We have so much to do, and we're not able to do it because of the obstruction that we're getting from the left side of the aisle. Now, they keep saying it's the Republicans. It's not the Republicans. We're the people with the common sense. They're not. And good morning, Sunshine. And we had a really good time last night at Club 45. First Lieutenant, Army Lieutenant, retired Clint Lorenz, gave a speech. He was there. A lot of great things went on. And next time we have a Club 45 meeting in Brandon, if you can make it, we'd love to see you there. You'll be with like-minded people. It's really, really a great, great group of people that are there. By the way, I told you about the polls the other day, but there's something that stands out here that I thought about. Several countries, including Australia, have made voting compulsory. And California is now considering a similar law that would penalize those who don't vote. But voters nationally still don't like that idea and tend to think worse government would be the end result by requiring everyone to vote. Because, does that mean, in the case of California, that the illegals do too? Because remember, they made it legal in California for the illegals to vote in quote, end of quote, state and local elections. But I'd still like to know how they can't slip through and vote in a national election. I still would like to know that one. Like, for example, national election is Congress, Senate, U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Senate, and President and Vice President. I'd still like to see how that's being policed. I just don't trust California to do anything like that. By the way, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, check him out. Down there in Sarasota, Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that great big 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too, right there on the right side. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's does something the big box stores can't do for you. They offer installation on-site cleaning parts and repairs on anything that you buy from them. Also, don't forget to stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there driving around, that's going to be Kevin. Toot the horn, wave at him, and he'll wave back. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store is 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Now, this is our Friday show, end of the week program for us, but we'll be back tonight on a lot more stations because on the weekend we go back to the original lineup of stations that we had, and that's more stations what we have during the week. And we're heard all around the country on our three-hour weekend show. So check your local station listing for time when it's played because it's played at all various times on the weekend. Alrighty. I shall return tonight for the weekend program. Stay out of trouble. Enjoy the weather. Watch the wind. Remember, small craft warning down here. And I'll see you later. It's all about we the people here in this program. God bless America. See ya.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.